almost everyone in the world of opera agrees on approximately one thing, that this 1956 recording of La Bohème is a must-have, with Sir Thomas Beecham conducting the RCA Victor Orchestra and Chorus. Jussi Björling is there, Victoria de los Angeles is there, Robert Merrill is there, and more. And Ted Libby is here. Hi, Ted.
Hi, Fred.
Now, this recording is not a document of a performance, like most opera recordings are. These folks came together in the studio in the spring of 1956 just to do this. How did this happen?
It's an amazing story, but Sir Thomas Beecham was in New York, and he had time on his hands. And just on a sort of a hunch, the EMI folks said, let's make a recording. And it could only have happened in New York and probably only in the 1950s. And the results really do speak for themselves. Experience, love of the music, and a kind of harmony among the participants that is rare on the stage and very rare in recordings.
We're going to pick up Mimi mid-aria here in Act One. What's going on at this moment?
Well, the two young lovers who are at the center of this opera, Rodolfo, who is a poet, and Mimi, who is a seamstress, have met by chance. They live in the same building in Paris in the middle of the 19th century, and they make the first contact. Literally, he touches her hand and he realizes how cold it is. And he falls in love just with this fragile creature who is a seamstress. And he wants to know more about her. And so she says, they call me Mimi, even though my name is Lucia. And then she talks about what she does. She lives alone in a room and she's a seamstress. She embroiders things, mainly flowers. But the flowers that she embroiders have no scent, have no aroma. It is one of the most beautiful introductory arias in all of opera, and the simplicity, the gentleness, the sincerity of this character come right through in Puccini's music. And at a certain moment, when she talks about the first rays of the sun in April belong to her, Puccini lets the music flower, and it's one of the great, great things in this opera.
What is it about this story that gives it such legs?
There's something very much real life about all of this. Sure, it's romanticized, it's very sentimental, but it's Puccini's great ability to draw you in, to characterize each one of the individuals who lives in the garret. Rodolfo, the poet, Marcello, his friend, the painter, and their sweethearts, Mimi, the seamstress, and Musetta, the sort of flamboyant hot number who's going around always dumping men and taking advantage of every opportunity. They're all so lifelike in this portrayal, and they are all so full of energy in the way they are brought onto the stage. That's one thing that draws people in. And then it's just the heart-melting story of a love that was not meant to be. It comes out beautifully in the third act, where the two of them, after having broken up, decide to come back together and to stay together until spring. The third act takes place in the snow at night at one of the gates of Paris. It's an amazing setting, and the two of them come upon each other, and they realize that their love is just too strong. They cannot stay broken up, but they both know that they probably can't stay together either. The music we're about to hear is one of the great love duets in all of opera, and at the very end, the comic characters, Marcello and Musetta, join in. At that point, it's just like you can hardly hold still because one half of you is laughing, one half of you is crying, and that's Puccini.